We're recording now.
Okay, thank you. This is the pre-construction meeting for project 25-0224. It's Pike 772 at the 19.00 mile marker. It's a two-lane resurfacing project where we are resurfacing 5.018 miles of State Route 772 from the 19 to the 24.018 mile marker, and it's 1.5 inches mill and fill with pavement repairs. Our contractor is Fillmore Construction from Leesburg, Ohio. My name is Kristen House, I'm the area engineer. Eric Smith is going to be the project engineer, and Jerry Clough is the project inspector. The designer of record is ODOT District 9, and our design PM is Eric Beery. Heather, I'm assuming you'll be the project manager, is that correct?
Fred will probably be running this one for the most part, but I'll be on some communications, but it'll be a mixture of me and Fred.
Okay, so who should Eric email when he emails?
Go ahead and email me.
Okay. And, if he has questions about the estimate, is that going to be you?
Yes.
Okay. We'll put you as the project manager then. Who will be the superintendent?
I believe we're going to have Joey Ross on that one.
Joey Ross?
Yep.
Okay. Eric, do you need contact information for Jerry? Or for Joey?
I believe we have that.
Okay. I just want to make sure. And the work zone emergency contact?
You can use me.
Okay. Asphalt field quality control supervisor?
Steve Ross.
And it doesn't look like there's a local agency involved. The total contract amount is $1,038,937.52. It was awarded in May, and we had a contract signed in May as well. Your completion date is October 31st. And it looks like your workers' comp is good until next year. And I did see that... looks like based on your schedule, you're planning to start on August 21st. Is that correct?
Yes, as of now.
That should be out there. Okay. What will be your regular hours of work?
We'll put 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, and Saturdays as needed.
So we are trying to have progress meetings a little bit more regularly. We will maybe have one, maybe around the time you get started to make sure everything's going okay. So I'm just going to put 2 to be determined.
Okay.
Pre-qualification, you are not pre-qualified to perform 41 race pavement markers for a total of $19,421.64, or 1.8% of the work. And it does look like you have First Star Safety submitted as a DBE.
Yes.
Did they do RPMs?
Yes, they do.
Okay. All right. CCO and certified payrolls. Sabrina?
Good afternoon. First of all, I did send you the email yesterday correcting the documents for the pre-con last week, and I apologize for that. So we'll try to get it right this time. There is a DBE goal on this project in the amount of 6.5%, or $67,560.94. And your DBE contractor is First Star Safety. If you're not going to use any DBE trucking, then I will need that no DBE trucking affidavit sent to me so I can put it in the project file. Also, certified payrolls are due weekly for weeks worked, including from the subcontractors. And the posters with the wage rates and everything needs to be put up on the bulletin board first day of work and remain in place until punch list is complete. And let's see if there's anything else on here. I have Brittany as payroll, Amy for EEO and subcontractor payments. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, I will get this sent over, and if you need anything, let me know. Thank you.
Thanks, Sabrina. Okay, real estate, utilities, asset management, and environmental. There was no right-of-way required, and there's no environmental commitments. We're going to skip that. Michaela Bruning is our public information officer. She would like to know who your point of contact for any claims that may arise during a project, meaning damage to vehicles, property, etc.
You can use me.
Okay, and what phone number would you like her to give anyone who calls me?
780-1301.
1301?
Yep.
Okay. You want to leave an email, or you just want to have people call?
Just do the phone number. It's fine.
Okay. All right. For maintenance of traffic, just remember all maintenance of traffic must adhere to the OMUTCD and with the plans. You don't really have any temporary signals, so skip that one. Just remember, for your flagging operations, we do require cones throughout the zone. And also for flagging operations, the signs must stay with the flagger, meaning if you move up, your signs need to maintain the spacing shown in the standard construction drawing. Do you have any questions about that?
No.
Okay. It's a safety thing. Other than hard hats and safety vests, do you require any additional safety apparel or PPE?
No, nothing on our end.
Okay. I just want to call your attention to 61403C, which states that all vehicles must be equipped with lights that are entering and exiting the work zone, and then also OMUTCD 60034, which just means that all workers within the right-of-way who are exposed to traffic must have high visibility safety apparel. Did you have any questions about either of those?
No.
Okay. For materials, will you be utilizing Haul Hub?
No, we won't.
Okay. And just a reminder, your CML needs updated whenever a material changes or is added, and you're supposed to send updated copies to Eric and or place them on SharePoint. There was a test lab letter attached to your meeting invite. Do you have any questions about that?
No.
Okay, great. All right, pre-construction documents. It looks like we got your progress schedule and we got your subcontractors. Will you be using any haul roads that are not state routes?
No.
Okay. And you really won't have any borrow away sites. But we do need a beneficial reuse form because for the millings. So if you please turn that in, I can send you a copy of one over if you need it. So.
Okay.
And did you turn in your CML?
Yes.
Okay, great. The only other thing that's on here that is not checked off is your MOT device manufacturer certification letters. Did you send those to Rosie?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. Yeah, you'll need to send those over before you get started. We just had to have them on file. Again, it just, if you have not submitted the things above, they have to be sent in prior to the first day of work. For payment, estimates will be generated every 15 days while work is active. The bid price for the contract bond will be released on the first estimate submitted for the project. And then also, just so you know that, like, we are graded on how timely the estimates are accepted or approved on your end. So if you have any questions about estimates, please let Eric know as soon as possible. But otherwise, if you could please approve them, you know, as quickly as you can get it or within a few days of getting it, we would really appreciate that. Submittals, time extension requests, weather days, and RFIs, please send those to both Eric and myself. We'll make sure you get an answer. Your contract documents are located at the two hyperlinks given in the agenda if you have any questions about them. There was one addendum for this project. It was concerning the previous question about partial depth repairs. It is a square yard item, and they did update one plan sheet to reflect that. Do you have any questions about that?
No.
Great. This project is 2023 specifications with the supplemental spec 800 dated 1/17 of 2025. We always like to call your attention to section 10505, cooperation with the contractor, just states that you must provide the constant attention necessary to progress the work according to the contract documents. And then, are you familiar with our dispute resolution and claims process?
Yes.
Great. And are you familiar with our changes and extra work?
Yes. Okay.
The contract limits for this project are $51,946. If you have any item of work that will go over the bid quantity by this amount, or any extra work which you think will exceed this amount, please let Eric know prior to performing any of the work. We have to do an emergency declaration. So, plans and proposal notes. You do have proposal note 34, which is 832 compensation if you were to need it. Proposal note 127, which is the lane value contract. Proposal note 129, which is flexible start window. Proposal note 133, products made in the United States. Proposal note 520, which is your fuel price adjustment. And the 534, which is your asphalt binder price adjustment. I do want to call your attention to proposal note 133. It is products made in the United States. It does require additional material submittal than what you're used to. You can read through it, and there is a website that will provide other information on under our materials section. But you do have to provide proof of domestic origin for a ton of materials now. So if you have any questions about that, you can ask Eric. But we do need that prior to the items being incorporated into the work. So I know that like one of the things it applies to is like glass beads for like the thermo. There is other things. I don't know off the top of my head, but it's a pretty lengthy list. So if you have questions about it, please feel free to ask us. Do you have anything that you need to ask about it now?
Nope, not yet.
Okay. All right, I'm going to switch over to the plans. There is a conform set, the updated sheet. So if you have any questions about that, it is on the digital paper site. On page 2, it's just a reminder that you're responsible for locating the pavement markings before construction, because they're supposed to be replaced in the same locations. And then it's also your responsibility to field locate existing utility grates, manholes, and valves located in the roadway and adjacent to the roadway before milling, and you shall leave them all undisturbed and unless otherwise noted. And you're supposed to maintain positive drainage at existing inlets. On page 3, as a reminder, we did not show any existing utilities on the plans, and any type of relocation or locating that is necessary will fall onto you. Window contract table. You have 60 days to complete all the work on the project, and then there is a disincentive of $1,500 per day that you go over. Grindings are to become the property of the contractor. RPMs, just as a reminder, we do not put RPMs in our existing concrete bridge decks. And if there already are some there, it could be left in place. Shoulder work, we do have a note. To create proper roadway drainage by removing high berm to eliminate drop-offs or putting in compacted aggregate in low areas. So this is something that we look at after you pave, just, you know, to minimize any drop-offs or, you know, water issues. Placement of pavement. I do want to call your attention to this note. It says, unless an alternate sequence is approved by the engineer, complete the mill and fill operations in one lane before milling the adjacent lane to eliminate unconfined longitudinal joints whenever possible. So, in other words, you can't mill everything off and then pave it all. You have to mill one lane, pave it, and then mill the second lane and pave it. Do you have any questions about that?
No.
Okay. You do have the asphalt concrete surface course, like, as per plan note, which requires some additional testing at the plant. Who provides your asphalt? You guys don't have, do you have an asphalt plant?
No, we work with Barrett and Shelley.
Okay, so I don't know where you're getting it for this project, but it does require some additional testing up front, I believe. I'm not as familiar with the note, but if anyone has questions about it, then can either reach out to me or Eric, and we can get you in contact with our test lab.
Okay.
So, like I said, it is different than what's normally done for testing.
Have we had that plan note on anything this year?
Not that I know of. But I know Shelly has. So they might already know it if you're using Shelly. If you're using Barrett, I have no idea.
Okay.
So I'm guessing you're using Shelly where base where this location is, so. But yeah, Shelly's familiar with it. And about half my projects have had the note, so the other half are not. Maintaining traffic. A minimum of one lane of traffic in each direction shall be maintained at all times with the use of the existing pavement and the completed pavement, following a period of 60 consecutive calendar days commencing with the first lane closure. No traffic restrictions or lane closures shall be in place. A disincentive shall be assessed in the amount of $1,500 per day for each calendar day the traffic is being maintained past the specified limit. And also, you do have the holiday note. It looks like probably the only holiday that's going to fall in there is Labor Day. So just make sure you follow when all lanes must be open to traffic for that. It looks like noon on Friday through 6 a.m. Tuesday. So. You do have a lane value contract table for the holiday note, and it's $10 per minute that you have a lane closed during that time that you will be assessed. And just as a reminder, this can serve as your 2 weeks notice, and then any other traffic restrictions or any changes, please let us know as soon as possible. And I think that's all I have. It's pretty straightforward. We are going back into intersections for this project. So that's really the only other thing I have. Do you have any questions about the plans?
Nope, I'm with you. This one's pretty straightforward. So.
Yep. Okay, does anyone else have anything they would like to bring up or ask? Okay. If not, I'm sure you're familiar with District 9's informal partnering agreement. We always have a focus on prompt payment and to finalize as we go. So hopefully Jerry and your superintendent can agree on quantities and on a regular basis, so when this project's completed, we can turn it in as soon as possible. If there is an issue that arrives in the field, who will be discussing any disputes at the project level with myself?
We'll put Fred Cox.
Okay. And if Fred and I cannot solve the problem and it must escalate to the next level, who will be discussing any issues with our DCE Paul Moravy?
That'd be Fred as well.
Okay. And if Fred and Paul cannot solve the problem and it must go on to the executive level, who will be discussing any issues with our DDD Mike Dabrowski?
And that'll be Fred.
Fred's got all the work this time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all I have. So if anyone has any questions, you know, you can let me or Eric know. But if not, thank you guys and have a good afternoon.